B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is
more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, good morning. Brian said it when we walked in today. It's not Friday.
No.
It's not Friday.
Not crawling towards Friday.
Right? It feels like it should be Friday after this long week. But
yeah.
Nope, it's Thursday.
Snow day. Lucy had a sick day, a snow day, and then a half day. And I'm done.
You're done?
I mean, and I like her.
Yeah.
I thought No School November was
bad.
Yeah.
you just came in today You didn't even put makeup
on?
No,
I gave up. I was like, I sincerely apologize. The only reason I really put on makeup in the morning is so you guys don't scream.
Oh, no, Brian, we're not screaming. No way.
Only inside.
I need you to look at LBF and tell her that she is drop-dead gorgeous.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you do it, Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hey.
What?
I know. I'm tired. I couldn't just... You guys are terrible.
No, that was terrible.
That was mean. You were mean this time,
no,
Brian.
Yeah, that
yes, because you say it. I know. I kind of...
That was funny.
It's fine.
It's
you know,
fine.
Women
Hey, I didn't wear any makeup today either.
Right. You guys don't have to wear makeup or do your hair.
No.
What do you mean? I do my hair every day.
Do you?
Yes, he does.
I was being mean.
There's
now.
Some product in there.
Damn right.
There's some product in there. No doubt about it.
To talk about it.
Right.
See how it feels? It's terrible, isn't it?
All right. Well, tell the old man in the sea you got his sweater and
return it after back
the
and
show.
Watch the show.
I have on a very warm L.L. Bean cotton sweater that doesn't pill.
Are you going fishing later?
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill
great.
You.
I'm kidding.
I just got the
How's
ball rolling. I'm going to sit back.
It's like
this
two
is
little
great.
Kids.
We're all very tired this
do
week.
Do I have to separate you two?
I think we have to.
No, I don't want to separate you two. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. That's what I always tell my wife when she tells me. You know, how to drive.
Yeah.
I just sit back and enjoy the flight, dear.
Okay.
You can use that.
Okay.
So, yesterday was momentous day.
Yes, it
here
was.
Here for us. Well, because the first time since I started in July, we had our first Super Smart winner.
It was really
Emily.
Great. Yes, at the buzzer.
It was a buzzer beater,
mm-hmm.
as you'd say,
yep.
in basketball.
Yes, if it's...
She
if
came
it's,
in just under the wire.
Right.
Like you said, she launched her question at the start
at the
of the
buzzer. Yes.
Got it in.
Basketball rules.
I love when you make sports analogies.
Isn't that good?
So rare.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. All right, so if you missed what it feels like to finally be super smart, Emily will be on deck here in about 7 minutes or so. It's just... She was great. She knew how to play the game.
Yes. It was calm, collected, passed when she needed to, came back.
Yep.
Yes.
And she's got $1,000. So check that out. That's coming up in about 7 minutes right here, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson,
LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
There we were, downtown crossing yesterday. For the Great Salvation Army Mascot Challenge. It was fun.
It was really fun.
We had Pat the Patriot. We had Blades from the Bruins.
Yep.
Slide.
Fox.
The Fox.
Slide the Fox, yes.
Yeah. Boomer.
Boomer. Cannon.
The Cannons.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Arthur
Boomer.
The Pirate.
Yeah. It was
Pirates.
Fun.
It was fun. It was good.
So we were ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, and it was their kettle. There it is, the kettle challenge. Did you hear that in your sleep last night?
I did a little bit.
It was something. Brian said.
Tinnitus.
That's whatever. Or tinnitus, whatever you call it. Anyway, so it was the challenge. Whoever got the most money was deemed the champion for the Red Kettle Challenge.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So congratulations to Pat the Patriot or Patriot Pat.
Yeah, he was good.
He worked.
He worked that crowd. Good. He brought some rings.
I mean, he had props.
Yeah, he did
Super
have
Bowl
props.
Rings.
Yeah, yeah, big
I
Super
mean,
Bowl rings you could try on. It was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, so it's all for a great cause. We came in second place.
I know.
Without a mascot.
I think Brian Bell did a good job
working the
edge.
He worked the bucket.
Yeah.
worked the bucket.
Well, it was a melee of mascots in the middle.
Yes.
So I just kind of hung out and the people who were, you know, standing.
Right, just a little to the side and then watching and smiling and then.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave you the stuff. Good
I
job.
I like smiling. Thank you very much.
You got second place there, Brian. That's great. You're right. You beat Blades.
Good.
And that Blades wasn't happy.
Yeah. No.
Don't make a hockey guy mad. You like your front teeth?
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what's cool?
The movie that you should be watching or streaming, not The Irishman.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Scorsese.
Okay. All right, we can't wait. Brian?
All right, a cool fact about our local sports teams. We were just all with all the mascots yesterday. This is unbelievable.
It is. I don't know if it's ever happened. Okay? Stay tuned. I'm going to tell you the color that you should never, ever wear on a job interview. You won't get the job. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Stick around for that. All right, report brought to you by Dunkin', the great taste plant-based Beyond Sausage sandwich from Dunkin' is here with 10 grams of Beyond Sausage plant-based protein in between a toasted English muffin and delicious egg and cheese. Dunkin' has created a brand new way to start your day so you can add a plant-based boost to your mornings. America runs on Dunkin'. Okay, LBF.
Okay. So everyone's talking about streaming The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's 3.5 hour long movie that's quite disappointing in my estimation.
Oh, you don't like it?
I'm not alone.
Do you want your 3.5 hours back?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, fine.
You like, take two.
Too bad. Yeah. But the movie that you should be streaming, and this is Dave Falcone approved because he didn't really like The Irishman, and I'm like, watch this movie and tell me what you think.
Right.
It's called American Woman. Now, here are a couple of things that are great about it. First of all, it's about this woman from a small town whose daughter goes missing, but it's way more than that. It's about her like journey through kind of like 11 years. But it stars Sienna Miller, who is really one of the most underrated actresses. And it's directed by Ridley Scott's son. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men is in it.
I know, exactly.
Now I have your attention. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is in it.
He's good, too.
And the best part is that some of the scenes were filmed right in Canton, Massachusetts. Now, I don't know how Canton
was subbing
for a small kind of like industrial Pennsylvania town, but whatevs. Yeah. And so,
did you recognize something?
I recognized everything, including but not limited to the bar, Big D's, Neponsa Cafe. They do a scene there, then there's a scene where they do like a kind of like a riding scene through Canton Center, and I'm like, I was looking for me. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm walking. I didn't know that this was being filmed, but it's really, really, really good. It's on HBO right now.
There you go, American Woman.
Yes,
they generally control the set when they're filming a movie.
It didn't seem like they were controlling the set when they were doing the car scene because, like, there were school buses and all the other stuff.
Mm. Yeah. They get
was Lucy on the bus?
No, but it was. No, it's Lucy.
You think so?
I know so. You haven't seen it yet. See
no,
it.
I haven't, but I know how they make movies.
All right, there we go.
You know, just use B-roll of a street.
I think they did.
Okay.
You guys are feisty.
We are.
Well,
it's Friday.
I mean, why?
Oh, wait,
why?
It's not Friday.
I'm just trying to tell people.
LBF.
And he's just
but I think it's really fun.
He's on
thank you.
I do. I love seeing
I might separate you two.
Isn't it fun to see, like, oh, I know that place. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
All right.
Jeez.
Cool things. I know. What it is.
Don't make her mad.
All right. Hey, Celtics won last night.
Yep.
And shout out, by the way, Eric Spoelstra, the Heat head coach, was out last night.
Just shout out,
out
for that.
A baby. Yep. No. Shout out to Heat assistant coach Dan Craig. It was his first head coaching game in an NBA game at all. And he is
and James Bond.
Yeah, I was going to. That's Daniel.
That's Daniel.
This is Dan.
Craig. And he's from Chelmsford.
Look at that.
He went to my high school, graduated in 1999, and played up at Plymouth State. And that was his first head coach game in the NBA last night.
That's great.
But with the Celtics win, that now makes this. Listen to this record.
Yeah.
25-0-4. You know what that record is?
25-0-4.
That is the overall record for the Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins at home.
That's amazing.
The Boston teams have not lost yet at home this season. The last home loss for a Boston team, thanks a lot, Red Sox. It was September 28th at Fenway.
That's quite a stat. That really is.
Isn't that amazing?
That is an amazing stat. LBF, you look blown away.
I am blown away.
Blown away.
I am.
Look at you.
She's still mad at me.
all right. Yeah, you too. I'm going to do this quickly. You guys fight it out in the hall by the lockers, and we'll get back together. Okay. The worst color to wear on a job interview. Any guesses?
White.
Not white.
Really?
Puce.
Puce.
What is puce?
Is it a is puce? What is that a shade of?
I don't know. But it's
all right,
bad.
You just like saying
I think it's purpley. Yeah. I think it's purpley.
Nope, it's orange.
Oh, orange! Or glad you didn't wear orange.
Yes, you should.
Sorry.
Be.
Yeah.
Here, that
the
was
corniness is catchy.
No, I know. It's watch out. Okay, that's my gig, but that's fine. Hey, if you're hunting for a new job in 2020, what to wear your interview could affect your chances. One color in particular could get you rejected. CareBuilder asked over 2,000 managers, and they said, what color should you never wear? And 25% said, orange is the worst color. Don't wear it. Too distracting.
That's Dave Falcone's favorite color.
I don't think. Is Dave looking for a gig?
No, then but he doesn't wear it. He just likes the color.
No, so okay. But if he's hiring,
nobody looks.
Yes, exactly. If Dave's hiring, then orange is the way to go. Orange is the new black.
No, it's not. Orange. No. Anyway, wear a blue. Blue or
Yeah.
Most professional color is blue or black. So there you have it.
Like a bruise.
Aren't you glad this break's over?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, partly cloudy today. 43 and clear skies tonight down to 27. Tomorrow, snow showers late in the day. Really just a dusting. Right, LBF?
Right.
Just a dusting.
It's a little. You know what's great about that snow tomorrow is it's going to, like, the snow is kind of dirty now.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll brighten it up, so it'll look Christmassy.
Oh, that's nice.
See how I'm a positive person?
Like you are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's how I look at you.
Yes.
Okay. all right, this is, it's gone too far. The proposals that men, I've seen men are doing it, right?
Yeah.
Young men are going over the top with proposals. It's everything now.
Yeah. Right?
Whatever. It's gotten crazy.
Here's the key.
Yeah.
Don't get creative.
Don't.
I
agree.
Just kind of keep it simple.
Is it wrong to just have dinner and, you know, a nice romantic dinner at your favorite place and then maybe after dessert, bring the ring like they used to back in the day?
Yeah.
Or bring it out.
Or bring it out. Yes.
Is that okay? Is that sufficient?
It's absolutely sufficient.
All right.
You know, some people are like, oh, it's not big enough. It's not like, you know, no.
No.
Yeah. How will
bring
it play
it
on
back.
Instagram?
Yes.
Right.
Don't think that way.
All right.
So this guy.
What not to do.
This is what not to do.
The worst ever.
A
Set
guy
yep.
had a buddy act like he was robbing a convenience store when he and his girlfriend were in the beer aisle. The fake robber orders everyone to the back of the store, scaring the girlfriend so much that she's down on her knees, fearing for her life, and the brilliant plan was to have the fake robber ask why she doesn't have a ring on her finger and give the boyfriend the ring, and then the boyfriend proposes.
So the boyfriend wasn't the robber. He was
no,
just
he had a friend.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of a clip of how scared she is.
Oh, God.
It's messed up.
Back. Back. Yep. You, back right there. You right there.
No.
You have kids?
No.
How many kids?
I have three.
Three. How old are your kids?
Three kids.
14, 6, and 2. That's my girlfriend.
What do you mean you're not married? I'm still right.
Yeah, we're not married.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
What are you waiting for? So, will you marry me?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She should have thrown.
She can't. She's got three kids with a jerk.
Could she throw a Pringles something at him or anything?
I just this store? Weird sort of trend in frightening your significant other,
yeah.
And then be like this pranky sort of way to confess your love and want to spend the rest of your life.
What
with
would
this?
You have said?
No,
right.
But
there.
But you're I like, have three kids, so it's tough.
Yeah. I think they're lucky it didn't go horribly wrong.
Yes, I know. Like she like took something and like fought back and injured the man.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
The most unromantic proposal ever.
Just no. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Dinner. Proposal. Yeah, I mean, if you want to hire one of those photographers, even though it's kind of cheesy, and you can like, you know, just it's. That's fine, but don't.
I agree.
Did you see, like, there was a guy in Russia who did, like, it was a fake kidnapping?
It was a kidnapping. It was insane. I was in Swampscott with my wife. We walked down to our favorite little pier after a nice dinner.
And
I proposed there.
You didn't kidnap her?
You know,
how did you propose, Brian?
Yeah.
in the basement of our house when my wife was sick.
All right. Then there's
it's true.
There's
spectrum.
Swampscott sounds pretty good about now. After
you know,
a
wide
nice
range
Italian
of proposal
meal.
Ideas.
All right. How did your guy Dave propose?
Oh, Dave's proposal was really nice.
Okay.
He had like zero money and he...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rented a limo and he picked me up at the paper and the limo and a limousine, and then we went to the rooftop at the Ritz. Oh, used to be there, and there was a big band playing and we danced and had dinner, and then he got down on one knee.
Nice.
Wow, keep it simple. Yeah, way to go. All right, good.
All right, a limo.
Okay. Limo, a band.
And then the band played
broke.
It Had to Be You, and then everyone congratulated
the
us. And it was so great. Oh,
okay.
I loved
second
it.
Thought.
Nice and easy. Just
kidnapper.
Simple, yeah.
God. I loved it. It was great.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So did we. Good Lord.
Wow.
Thanks,
okay.
Dave.
All right. Good.
All right, coming up
next, what are the three C's of Tom Brady and Giselle's relationship? They talked about it last night.
Well,
they're
keep it
roll
simple,
your
right?
Eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Carrot,
hire
cut,
band.
Cut,
clarity.
Clarity.
That's right. Those are three of my four.
Oh, boy.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, all right. Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Okay. This is going to be our marriage episode of Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah.
A little smattering of 80s hair bands. Okay. First, let's discuss Tom Brady being on E! Last night talking about his life.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you the most important stuff. Like, I don't care about football.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He talks about how to throw a football. I'm like, yeah.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
I don't know. Something about, like, spinning and turning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spiral.
It's an arm. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Spiral.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I was like, blah, 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 Giselle. Okay.
Yeah. we were like, blah, 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 spiral.
Throw football.
So he and his wife, Giselle, have been married quite a bit for a long time. They have a great relationship. It has ebbs and flows, as he says. But he has a term that he uses to help his relationship.
Okay.
And it's called CCC.
CCC.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Just keep
That's Spanish.
For
Giselle.
CCC. Clear, current communication.
Wait a minute. Clear.
Clear.
Current.
Current.
Communication.
Communication. This is how the goat does it. All right.
Well, we got to do what the goat does.
All right. So to remain in sync after more than a decade together, he broke it down. It clear like this is exactly how I'm feeling, and current, not like this happened 6 months ago. And you communicate about it, and I think that's helped us a lot.
Wow.
That is so healthy and not what I do.
No.
First of all, I am not clear.
No, I'm more
like, yeah, I'm fine. And
yeah, if only repressed started with a C.
Okay.
Yeah, repressed resentment.
But you do three R's.
All right, you're at least. I think you're clear, but I think you are communicating.
Yes, but I think that the current sometimes can get a little muddled. I'm like, what's current? What is time, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
I get yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Remember
that time you
two
did
years
that?
Ago?
Yeah, that's
when
it.
It's hard. It's hard not to do that. Like, they say that you have to be clear and current, but...
Yeah.
I really only think Tom Brady can do it, just like the way he throws the ball.
Yeah.
He's very, it's yeah, unique.
Spirals. It's just like his diet. Only he can do it.
Oh, mention that, too.
Yeah.
He had pizza. He had talked to the host, and he said, yeah, I have a clean diet, but I had a piece of pizza
good
like,
for him.
2 weeks ago. I don't do it very often. I'm like, I had a piece of pizza this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cold. All right.
Now it was. That mushrooms on. Is that good?
Nightshade. Hey, that's current.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right.
Clearly.
So that's how you should be doing it. Clear, current communication.
Good.
Good luck with that.
Did he sell his house? Is he trying?
He did not sell his house.
Did he talk about the house?
Now, we talked about TB12 a little bit.
$33 million.
Yeah, I know.
Brookline.
Okay. Beer, current. Costly.
Cash.
Okay. Yes. All right. Justin Timberlake is finally making an announcement after he was caught on video holding hands with his co-star, even though he's been married to Jessica Biel for, like, I think more a decade.
Yeah. Now, which C do you think Jessica Biel played there?
Oh, I
she
think
communicated
clearly.
Yeah, cold.
Cold.
Cut. No.
Yes, yeah. I think that there was a lot of C words throwing around. Yeah. Anyway, this is what Justin Timberlake had to say about it.
Yeah.
He said it was a strong lapse in judgment. He made it clear that nothing happened. He said, quote, and this was on his Instagram, I drank way too much that night. Totally did, because I was watching him, and I recognized, like, that sort of
wobble.
Yes. I'm like, that guy's loaded. And he said he drank too much that night. I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation. I am focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that.
Well, he said all the right things.
He did.
But how icy was that house this past week?
Oh, huh? that's a quiet car ride home. I've had a couple of those.
I bet you have.
Haven't we all, though?
Yeah, that was
clear, current, and quiet.
And that's and cute, but that's okay.
And finally, I just want to mention, and this is very exciting news, two things, actually. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, are going to descend upon Fenway August 25th in the stadium tour. Mm-hmm. And that's in 2020.
Big 80s.
Big 80s. Wow. Big hair,
you
big
know,
Aquanet.
We're going to be all over that.
We're going to, the ozone ROR, layer is going to suffer.
We're going to be all over that.
Yes.
That's an ROR show if I ever heard one.
Tickets go on sale December 13th.
Look at that.
And finally, a shout out to my friend Christina Serpa, who turns the big 5-0 today.
You can't use the airwaves to just, that's going to cost you $150.
Really? Yeah. Why?
That's a plugola.
For Christina Serpa, a nurse at Mass General, what am I getting from her?
Did she pay you money to say it?
No.
Could you charge her?
Maybe.
It's like that cameo service, you know?
Right, cameo service.
No, I kid.
Yeah.
I kid. She's 150. Congratulations.
She's 50 years old.
50.
Bob.
I get.
And I know, you know what? If you're ever taken a Mass General, she's going to remember you. No, oh, Mr. Bob Bronson.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Been waiting for you.
Yeah.
To sit right
she's
there.
She's in Nora. So, you know what? Watch it.
No, good. Happy birthday.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. So yesterday we were at the Salvation Army's Kettle 2019 Mascot Kettle Challenge. That was awesome.
It was fun.
Downtown Crossing. We were lucky. The weather wasn't so bad yesterday.
No, but it was pretty cold.
Right. Pretty cold. So I went in to buy some gloves just to have them at Macy's. And one of the ladies from the Salvation Army said, oh, last year. Or maybe she was one of the marketing folks, said, oh, last year Governor Baker was here. His hands were freezing.
Yep.
And they couldn't find gloves his size. So they said, oh, well, it's only 15 more minutes.
Like
he'll be fine.
His hands were so big.
So big.
That's
well,
right.
I don't know how tall the governor is. 6'4", 5", whatever. Big hands. So I mentioned that to LBF.
Yeah.
You know, and LBF's
I
reaction
was impressed.
Was.
Yeah. I was like, that's impressive. I like big man hands.
Right.
On men.
She swooned a bit.
I did.
I swooned
when it comes to the governor. I have a super crush on him. Yeah. It's weird.
Now you know he's got massive hands.
Now I'm just like,
and
okay.
And then you said, you know, you went on a date with a tall guy who had...
had a friend who was a super tall guy.
Yeah, my friend is a tall guy, 6'2", but he's got very small hands. They're like... sausage hands, fingers.
Yeah, stop, yeah.
And it's weird. I mean, and he even knows it's weird because you shake his hand and you expect a
big
hand like the governor, and it's small. And you said,
no, and not to be cruel because people can't hand.
But you were.
But not to be cruel, but it is a thing with me where I actually have gone on a date and. Mm-hmm. Long time ago in a different state.
Yeah.
And so it's not anybody. He had really small hands, and it was
the guy from out of state.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
okay,
I was
good.
Like,
yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. He was so lovely. But I just
that was
couldn't.
The deal
it was a
breaker.
Deal breaker for me because I just couldn't. I don't want.
Did you try to hold hands with
him? No. And I'm not a big hand holder anyway.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, right. I know. I don't like physical touch. Yeah, yeah. I just like admiring people from afar. But yeah.
Charlie.
Exactly. Okay. But yeah, I just like
so
hands.
So that made
like,
us. That was your deal breaker.
Yes, my deal breaker.
That was not your only one.
No, but one of them.
One in particular.
It's a memorable one.
And I don't think it's that unusual. It's just everybody has their things they like. So mine back in the day when I was single in another state.
My favorite.
I was dating a woman from, I think she was from one of the Dakotas, and she was, you know, raised on a farm, which was fun.
Which is fun.
She was a
nurse. It can be fun.
It could be fun. And I was over her apartment, and she took a shower because she was returning or whatever. And the door was open, and I could hear her. The only way I could describe it is the way we used to when we were kids was to hock a loogie. And she was reaching back. Wait. I mean, like, you know, trying to really reach back to get it
out.
Does
it sound like this, maybe?
Well, let me see.
You really got to hock it back, you know? Yeah. Get some leverage to it. Use your arms.
Yep.
Hock your neck.
Yep.
Can you see the range on that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, go.
That was her, yeah. I would have jumped off the Titanic.
Really try to hock it up.
Anyway, so
really try. Spit like a man.
Yeah. I never. After that, I was like, "Yeah, I'm good."
Yeah, like you sat in her living room or whatever, heard that,
and I was,
and you just like, I can just picture Bob's eyes getting all wide and being like, "Oh my god,
what's going
on
in there?"
I mean,
was there a spittoon involved?
It was the shower, Brian, just right down the drain.
Well, at least she's classy. She wasn't like she was on the street.
Well, that's true. She thought she was alone, but still. I couldn't look. I know it's shallow, right?
There was a girl in college. Not to be totally gross, but I'm going to do it.
Oh wow!
There was a girl in college who, you know what this is. It's gross. I'm sorry,
right.
But she would do the snot rocket.
Sure. That's describe it. You
it's
hold
like you
one, nostril.
One nostril, and then you like just blow your nose in the air.
Yeah, it is effective. Your technique.
Good, good when exercising. If you're out running or riding
when
a
running,
bike,
you'd need to do
that. It was like I was like.
Would she do it like in class? Or?
She did on like the way to class. Like just it was like what it was her thing. She was like, I don't know if it was an environmental thing, but she didn't want to use tissue.
Now for a guy, that might be
or a girl.
Unless she was running, and even then, it's not. All right. So, what is your deal breaker? You got an awesome WROR T-shirt.
Hands, loogies, or snot rockets.
Yeah, if you snot rockets,
they're already.
We don't want to hear that. If you've got a fresh deal breaker, give us a call. Let's do this. We'd love to hear yours. Phone lines.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Request contest. Here's our new phone number. 888-410-1057.
All right, let's do this. What is your number one deal breaker? 888-410-1057. Beat the snot rocket. I dare you.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And that's probably the perfect song. Not for deal breakers.
Yeah.
When you say this, guys, every little thing she does is magic. You found the right one.
Right.
No deal breakers there, right?
It fades.
There's nothing. There's nothing about her.
It goes away.
And then after it just, I mean, there's some things after, but you learn to live with it. Okay?
Yes.
But there are things that are deal breakers that you got to adjust. That's it. I can't deal with this. All right. Let's see. Michelle, what is your deal breaker if you're dating somebody? Michelle.
Oh, sorry. They have to have good teeth.
Good teeth.
Good teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
That goes without saying.
And I think in society now, it's easier to have good teeth.
Yeah.
You know?
Agree. But that's in the top five.
Yes.
I mean, it's like saying, thanks, Michelle.
Like
that's
hygiene.
Like saying breath.
Hygiene is like just
so we're looking for something, you know, a little more.
Weirder.
Thank you. Darlene, what is your weird deal breaker? We should just go with that.
Oh, mine is chewing with your mouth open or making noises while you're eating.
Oh, yeah.
Deal breaker. Mm-hmm.
That is.
That's disgusting. Like slurping soup.
I know somebody who does that. It's amazing.
Unless you're 5 or 85, you shouldn't be slurping.
No.
Am I right?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Well, it does help cool it off.
You can teach him not to slurp.
Yeah. There you go. See, now that's a good one,
darling.
That's
a good one. Slurping, chewing with your mouth open.
All right, Patty, what is your weird deal breaker? I heard that, Brian. Patty. Go ahead, Patty.
Mine is a guy having facial hair.
Really? Facial hair.
Really?
What about a woman having facial hair?
That's my deal breaker.
Really? You don't like a guy with facial hair?
No, because my brother had a beard, you know, halfway down his chest. And so he would always rub it off when I was young.
Oh, scarred. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, I always think with facial hair, like, what are you hiding? Do you know what I mean?
A bad chin or no chin? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Patty. All right. Keith, what is your weird deal breaker?
Good morning.
Hey.
So the one thing I will not do, absolutely will not, I will never, ever date a woman who's a Yankee fan.
Attaboy. You can't do it.
What if it was like Kate Upton?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Camille Kostick.
Don't care.
Don't care. All right. Well, that's good.
I hope you're never tested, Keith. I hope you're never tested, buddy. All right, Karen. You're right, because you could change your
one, yeah.
All right, Karen, what's your weird deal breaker?
Hi. Mine's a guy licked his knife, a steak knife, at a restaurant.
Deal what was breaker. On it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It was at a sizzler, so it could have been steak.
Okay.
Oh, a sizzler. Oh,
we going to sizzler.
Oh, that's funny. Licking his knee.
Not that going to sizzler was the deal breaker.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, if you're at the Capitol Grill, I might overlook it.
Yeah, right. Sizzler, we're not going to overlook.
Dress it up, honey. We're going to sizzler.
All right, let's take a break, but I think we should take more calls.
Oh, yeah, we should. This is
fun. It's too fun. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. 35 in Boston, up to 43 today. It's going to feel nice. More seasonable.
Yes.
Right? No more. Maybe tomorrow, light snow.
Cover all the like dirty snow so it'll be pretty again.
It'll be pretty. It'll be like a postcard out there.
Yeah, Hallmark.
Hallmark. All right. These are deal breakers. Weird deal breakers that you just can't look past.
Yeah.
That maybe in the past you couldn't look past. All right. So we have tons of calls.
We really do.
Yeah, that's great. Here is Peter. What is your deal breaker?
I went on a date about 4 years ago with this girl I was set up with. And we were at Weather Lane's restaurant in Attleboro where I live.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden she took out Q-tips.
Mm-hmm.
And she says one of her ears run or does something weird when she eats soup.
So she has
to do it. I swear to God.
Is she
kidding?
It was the grossest thing ever. No, I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
Don't eat soup.
At the table.
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing.
All right.
I'll have the salad.
If I stay with her, I would have to give up soup, and I'm not going to give up soup.
No.
I'd never go through that embarrassment again.
Oh, wow. All right.
Jeez, Peter. Wow, that sounds like a first date disaster.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my
God. We'll do tomorrow. But
that's so funny.
You really like soup.
Yeah.
I love soup. Yeah,
so does she.
Oh, God.
No. Right, when there's Q-tips involved.
Oh,
thanks, Peter. Not those generic ones either. All right, thank you.
Wow. Let's give Peter a T-shirt.
That was for his love of soup.
Yeah. The woman took out a Q-tip during dinner because something happens to her earwax when she has soup. That's weird.
It is very strange.
She should have that checked out.
But can I just say, too, that it's also very strange that he loves soup so much that that's a deal breaker.
That was a deal breaker.
And that also he assumes that when he's with somebody, they have to eat the same things. Like, he could live his life. He doesn't have to give up soup because she can't eat it.
Yeah, but no, that's not what he was saying.
What was he
when
saying?
When she eats soup.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It happens to her.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But she still wanted her
she
soup.
She still wanted
and so
the
did,
soup.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
It just was not going to work.
No, that wouldn't work.
Would you give up chowder for that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, I love chowder.
Yeah, right? More than...
Yeah. Chowder or love?
With a
chowder.
We love chowder.
Chowder.
All right. Okay, that was fun.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Right, let's see what's in the dirty laundry hamper, LBF. It's brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks
you're
for
sponsored.
That. I
you're
am
legit.
Sponsored. This is going to be our marriage couples therapy.
Marriage,
couples therapy couples and dirty laundry. But first, I'm giving away two tickets to see Blue Man Group. Good for couples. Good for friends. Good for therapy. It's two tickets to the Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. We'll give you, I don't know, the 13th caller?
No. We're going to make you jump through a hoop.
What?
I got a hoop. You just stick around.
Oh,
okay.
I got a hoop to
then
jump
we're not
going to...
All right.
Nope.
I love it when he does this to me.
That's
right.
Oh,
all right. Yep.
Keep me on my toes, Bob
Johnson. Yeah, keep you on your toes. We're
going to
make him jump through a hoop.
You let me know.
Okay.
But now we're going to discuss. First, I just want to mention the biggest star of 2019. Any guesses? Like the breakout star, the person...
Is it a male or female?
It's a female.
Oh. Wow. Male or female? Okay.
Female.
Must be some Star
named
Wars
after cheese.
Or... Was she in Star Wars?
After cheese.
Named after Brie.
Cheese.
Brie Larson.
Ah.
Yep. Starred in Captain Marvel and was also in Avengers Endgame. And so she's like
those
the
Marvel
biggest.
Movies.
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get on to our
See, now that
would
have been a good radio way to give away Blue Man Group. But that's okay.
I'm not really
got,
radio,
I've got
Bob.
A method. I've got a method right
okay.
Here. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to, I want to mess
no,
with your plan.
No, I have plans.
Justin Timberlake is sorry that he was holding another woman's hand when he was all hammered and such in New Orleans. He is married.
Blame Jack?
Yes, Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to Jessica Biel. He was holding hands with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, at a bar. And they were kind of like just...
And there were cameras around.
Well,
I mean, what would your wife say about that? Any
actually, she said that if she were Jessica Biel, she would have been on a plane that night. I'm coming down there.
Really?
You know, all hell's going to break loose. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, I don't. I
good
wouldn't,
to know.
I would have cold-shouldered that.
Ooh.
I'd have been like, I'm staying here. You can
Kate's
have that.
Coming
Alicia.
In hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming
look
in
out.
Hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at
oh, no. I would have been like, forget it. Take her, Alicia.
Who
I'm Jessica Biel.
Who
she's
does from she
punt? Don't mess
Wait
with
a minute.
Her.
Who does she take out first, you or said actress?
Boy, probably me. Who would be me?
Then her. Okay, yeah. Good. No, sorry, I'll be
out. Good to know. It's so interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
this is what he said on Instagram. He had a strong lapse in judgment. He's focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that. I drank way too much that night. I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. Checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But
did he talk to a lawyer? Because that sounds like a lawyer
I think
wrote
you can
that.
Or
his people.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's not like a divorceable offense.
No.
But it's also indicative that what else has he done when cameras weren't around? That's what I would say. And I would like to see his cell phone records. I'd like to have a discussion with Alicia. I would like to talk to him about a lot of things. And I would be doing a lot of research.
What would you rather have, Brian? Her method or Kate's? Your wife?
Just take just me out. Make it quick. Just take me out.
No, mine would not be quick. Yeah. Mine's going to last a long time.
Yes, it will.
Okay, and I also want to mention that this three C's of Tom Brady's relationship. Mm-hmm. He's crazy. He was on E! Last night, and he was talking about how he makes it work with Giselle. Three C's.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, current, communication.
Cialis.
Which means it has to be.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
There you go.
The fourth C.
Yeah, the fourth C.
C. Yeah, that's
Cialis.
What they don't talk about.
Exactly.
But
there
clear,
you go.
Current communication and a side of Cialis.
There you go.
It has to be clear. It has to be, like, not from 6 months ago, and they need to communicate, and then they need to...
Oh, we get that.
The fourth C.
We'll take a bath in the woods together.
All right. You done?
I'm finished.
Okay, LBF. Let's give away those Blue Man Group tickets.
How are we going to do this,
We're
going to
do this. We're going to play radio. We're going to do a tough trivia question.
Oh, really?
'Tis the season. According to a new poll, the worst gift you can give someone is blank. The worst gift you can give someone is this.
An STD.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
We're talking about Cialis. Sorry.
No, it's not Alice.
We're still on the radio.
Or Cialis. Oh, no. This gift is the worst gift you can give someone close to you.
Okay.
And it is, I'm going to make it somewhat easier. It's something for the bathrooms. You would use this in the bathroom. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay. So it's not that star registry, because that's kind of a piece of junk.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, no,
I named a star after you.
It's
We're so mean.
Write that down, Brian. We're not getting her a star.
Okay.
All right. So this will get you 2 tickets to Blue Mangrove.
888-410-1057. This product you'd use in the bathroom is the worst thing you could buy someone for Christmas. Okay, it doesn't have to be a loved one, just anybody. They don't want this from you. Don't buy this for Christmas.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Little trivia here. Tough trivia in the morning.
Yeah.
So to win these Blue Man Group tickets, which, you know, I've never seen it, but you love it.
Oh, it's so fun.
All right. So the question we asked is, this is the worst gift you could give somebody for Christmas. Okay? The worst gift. We've heard some good ones. Let's see. Hi, ROR, what's your answer?
A scale.
The scale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one.
Good one.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Should be, but not number one. Okay? Thank you. All right, ROR, what's your answer?
All right, plunger.
Plunger? That's bad.
That's
all right, ROR, what's your answer?
Is it soap or like a bath set?
Oh, you're close. What is in the soap neighborhood?
Shower gel.
It's shower gel.
Got it.
Whoa. Do not give anybody shower gel for Christmas. What's the message? Right?
They're dirty.
Yes, exactly. You stink.
You stink. All right, you stink.
You smell.
You got
Wash
it.
Your body.
What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle, you want 2 tickets to Blue Man Group? Yes, you do.
I do.
There you go. Two tickets to Blue Man Group, LBF.
Yep, and tickets make great gifts. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. See Blue Man Group in Boston. Buy your tickets today at blueman.com.
There you go. Congratulations. All right, hang on.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, shower gel. People, that's number one gift, because it's saying, I went to TJ Maxx for you.
I know. Am I right? The best shower gel. They really do. My shower gel is from there. It's coconut.
Nothing wrong with TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
we love
it's
that,
so great. But, you know, I mean, if anybody wants to get me shower gel from TJ Maxx, that's fine.
Good to know.
Yeah, okay.
I've been meaning to tell you.
That is the low-hanging fruit of Christmas gifts, shower gel, isn't it? Number two is popcorn.
Popcorn.
People do not want popcorn.
Oh, I want popcorn.
I like popcorn.
I love those giant novelty
tins. Cheesy jet. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
All right, good. I'll get the shower gel. I'll get you guys popcorn. What's number three?
Socks. Number three is socks.
You know what? I was going to buy you socks.
I love socks. Look at that. Give me socks.
Oh, there was
socks.
A whole thing of Star Wars socks. I was going to get those for you.
You should totally go
back.
But
I didn't.
All right.
Well, we're just going to keep Christmas shopping. You go ahead with the show, Bob.
All right, so what I am going to say.
Radio guy.
All right. As the professional in the group. So what we're going to do. Yesterday, LBF, you had our first super smart winner in a long time.
Oh, a long time.
$1,000.
Since you've been here.
Emily won $1,000. So that means one or two things. That means you're softening up your questions, or today is going to be extremely hard.
No. And every day there is a chance to win $1,000. I am fair and balanced.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, yesterday, Emily from Reading won $1,000 because she was super smart. Today's player, Colleen Coyne from Weymouth. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
Are you up to the challenge?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Let me ask you this, Colleen from Weymouth. Did you listen yesterday when Emily won?
I missed it.
Ah, okay.
I missed it yesterday. I'm sorry.
Psych her out, so it's okay. Don't worry.
No, I was just wondering if she would have known all those as well. That's the question.
Oh, right. Okay.
Also a good method.
There's a method.
Good pacing.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So what she did is, if she wasn't sure if it was a hint, She made a quick pass and came back. Okay, that's the best way to do it, Colleen. Are okay. You ready? You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1.
What year is it?
2019.
What is Pantone's color of 2020?
Blue.
What are Tom Brady's 3 C's of marriage?
Oh, communication. Pass.
What movie did the phrase "I'll make him an offer he can't refuse" come from?
Pass.
The phrase "sticky wicket" has its origins in what sport?
Baseball.
Which TV show used the song "Who Are You" by The Who as its theme song?
I don't know. Pass.
What is 11 squared?
22.
Which state is closest to Bermuda?
Bahamas.
Hammer, anvil, and stirrup are parts of which body part?
Repeat.
Hammer, anvil, and stirrup are parts of which body part? Oh!
All right.
We'll step up.
No, Colleen.
No, not at all.
We've had somebody.
Yes, it was.
You're close, though. You got two right.
That's okay. It's all right.
LBF, no, you were fair and balanced.
I was fair and balanced.
You didn't try to make it tough because we gave away 1,000 yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Right.
All right.
Okay. I always say this is an opportunity to learn something. It's not a failure. It's just an education. Okay. What are Tom Brady's 3 C's of marriage? Clear, current, communication.
We would have gave you Cialis. Okay.
The phrase, "I'll make him an offer he can't refuse," came from The Godfather. The phrase "sticky wicket" has its origins in cricket. The TV show that used the song "Who Are You"? Scared me. Also, I think of Blood Spatter. CSI. 11 squared is 121. The state that's closest to Bermuda is North Carolina. Yeah. And the hammer, anvil, and stirrup are parts of the ear.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Morning.
Colleen, don't go anywhere, Colleen, because does anybody ever leave here empty-handed?
No, they don't.
So you got a $100 Venezia Boston gift card. Venezia, I should say.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice restaurant. Thank you.
Well, good. Yeah, $100 to spend there at the award-winning Italian restaurant. Now through New Year's, for every $250 online gift card purchase, you'll receive a $25 e-card. Visit VeneziaBoston.com for more info. Colleen Coyne. Who are you going to take with you there to Venezia? I'm just curious.
My husband.
Aww,
that's nice.
That's sweet.
Mr. Coyne.
My granddaughter.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah? There's 3 of you. That'd be nice.
It's beautiful. It's got a beautiful view. There's a distillery next door, too.
No, it's just fine. All right, Colleen. You're a good sport. Thank you for listening. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds like Colleen just did, it's easy. Just sign up at WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
1057 WROR. Yes. Just having some hot tea on a cold day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preserving that manly voice of yours.
It's a tea day, and I'm proud of it. All right. So, LBF, earlier in the show.
Yes.
We talked about deal breakers.
Like, we are deal breakers, like, you can't date a guy who drinks tea.
That's not going to be a problem. That's the good news. One of yours was small hands on a big guy.
Yes.
Deal breaker, right?
It is. I hate to say it, but it is.
We had a lot of great ones. A lot of great ones. So we wanted weird deal breakers. Like, I mentioned that many years ago when I was single.
My favorite.
Yeah, a girl I was seeing very briefly. You know, she was in the shower, and she had it to, you know.
Clear her throat?
Yeah. So, what's the term? She hocked a loogie.
She hocked a loogie.
A big one. And I couldn't get.
It was Texas style.
It was Dakota style. She was from one of the Dakotas, I'm not sure. But I could never look at her the same after that. I was sorry. Color me shallow.
It's just hilarious. I could just see your face when you heard it. Like, yeah. just your she eyes popping
back.
Out and being
she
like...
She reached back to go all the way back for that. I was like, ah, I think I'm good. Anyway, so we've had a few more calls. ROR. All right, what were some of your deal breakers?
So I went on a date with a girl one time. It was a blind date. She wanted to go to a Mexican restaurant, which was fine. And she was a very nice girl. We were having a good time. And she ordered enchiladas. Okay. And the food got to the table, and she forewent the silverware and just went to town with her hands, just shoveling it in.
Oh, my and, God.
That's a fork.
Yeah,
meal.
That was pretty much it. Yeah. I don't even remember eating my meal. I remember just sitting there watching her in amazement and couldn't bring
That's
myself
like
to
eating with a monkey. I mean, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it yeah. is. Yeah. And, yeah.
And the people around yeah. us were staring at us, and I was just like,
why don't you call us tomorrow, Bill? This is a
dating disaster. I know. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Preview. Yeah, I think you should. I think you should get his number because
yeah, I know.
We want to expand on this, Bill, for
Can you
tomorrow.
Even imagine,
okay?
Oh God,
okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Thanks,
yep.
Bill.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve. So you're calling with our deal breaker that we did earlier in the show.
I got icicles and snowbanks. When a girl's mouth gets dry and she's got them icicles hanging from the top lip to the bottom lip.
Oh, my God.
Wait, the snowbanks that accumulate in the corners.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, that's messed up.
That is really odd. That's out there. That's odd.
Wow.
Well, it just drives me. I mean, I would excuse myself to the bathroom on a date mm-hmm. and head out the back
okay,
door.
Okay, all right. That's tomorrow's bet. That's dating disasters, Steve.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God.
All right. Good one. Thanks. Thanks, Steve.
See you later. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are deal breakers. Also, first date disasters.
Yeah.
For both
yeah,
those guys.
Preview.
The girl eating an enchilada with her hands.
I mean, on the one hand, it's like efficient.
Yeah.
But it's messy.
Right, it's got a sauce on it.
That's the thing. Yeah, like, maybe she just, maybe she wasn't used to it, and then, like, she thought of it as, like, a taco.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe she didn't.
But even with a taco, you use.
Yeah. Like I said, it's eating with a monkey. I mean, they're just going to reach in, grab it. Yep. It's efficient.
Yep.
You're done quick, then you can move on to other things.
Exactly.
He didn't think it through.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And a partly cloudy day. 43 for your high today, but that's all right. We'll take it.
Yeah.
27 tonight, 37 tomorrow. Periods of snow showers later in the day. No big deal.
But nice.
Nice.
Nice, like, perfect snow globe snow.
Yeah, like a...
Dusting.
Like a nice Hallmark Christmas.
Yeah, layers the dirty snow.
Yeah, layers the dirty snow. Glistens a little bit, a little sparkle. That's nice.
My way of cleaning. Just layer right. it with something pretty.
Just cover it. Got it. So I was in the kitchen here a minute ago, our kitchen, making my tea, which you scorned me for, but that's okay. I'm enjoying it. And I saw Elf in the shelf in our kitchen. What?
Oh, really?
Sleeping. He's sleeping there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Said,
Station
shh,
Elf.
Don't wake him up. So we have an Elf on the shelf here.
You
Brian,
have to be good.
Yeah.
Brian, you guys have
My
one
wife
in your
texted
house?
Me this morning because the Elf showed up and he's wearing Ken's tuxedo from Barbie and Ken and driving the Corvette around.
He's getting cocky.
My kids were.
Was there Barbie in the front seat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's he's a player.
Yeah. So, you know.
Those elves.
That's Ken's girl.
Look out for those elves.
But we're not sure about
year.
Ken. I mean, is Ken, is Barbie Ken's girl?
Yeah, they have a relationship.
They're still together?
Yes, I think so.
Skipper hasn't intervened or anything?
She probably did at one time.
You think she did?
Yeah, but maybe he issued an apology on Instagram like Justin Timberlake.
Well, speaking of Elf in the Shelf, you guys heard this new, remember the old Divinyl song?
I sure do.
Yeah, written the lyrics.
Really?
Do you know the lyrics? You don't want to say?
Yes, I know what it is. You don't want to say it, huh?
No.
Here's
the
new version.
I love my elf. He loves when I'm naughty. He likes looking down from the bookshelf above me. That sneaky elf. I want him to watch me.
Oh my God.
The shelf can't take his eyes off me. Santa Claus.
All right, you get it, right?
So, I kind of get it.
He likes the elf watching her.
All right.
That's what she said.
the ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.